So we are continuing to read in our document, the Nulling Before the Upper One. We'll read excerpt 11 again. Rabash writes, the matter of Dvekut, adhesion with the Creator, is the annulment of one's own authority. By nature, man is born feeling only his own authority, that he is the landlord and does whatever he wants. In order for him to know that there is the authority of the Creator, that he is the leader of the world, a person must believe this, that the Creator is the king of the world. A person must believe that this concealment, where a person does not feel that there is a king to the world, the Creator did this. And this is called the correction of the tzimtzum, restriction. However, one must believe and make great efforts until he feels in his organs that the Creator is the leader of the world. And not just a leader. Rather, one must believe that his guidance is in the manner of good and doing good. Again, excerpt 11. The matter of Dvekut with the Creator is the annulment of one's own authority. By nature, man is born feeling only his own authority, that he is the landlord and does whatever he wants. In order for him to know that there is the authority of the Creator, that he is the leader of the world, a person must believe this, that the Creator is the king of the world. A person must believe that this concealment, where a person does not feel that there is a king to the world, the Creator did this. And this is called the correction of the tzimtzum, restriction. However, one must believe and make great efforts until he feels in his organs that the Creator is the leader of the world. And not just a leader. Rather, one must believe that his guidance is in a manner of good and doing good.
One sentence from this excerpt 11. Adhesion with the Creator is the canceling, annulment of his own authority, or the opposite. To the extent that a person cancels his own authority, to that extent he is adhered to the Creator, feels him, receives, acquires the same qualities, and the rest. He achieves the purpose of creation. In other words, it all depends on annulling his own authority. How do we do this every day? How do we cancel? How does each of us cancel one's own authority in order to be more adhered to the Creator? In what is it expressed? Self-annulment and adhesion with the Creator. In what do I feel? What do I cancel in me? And how do I accordingly, or correspondingly, am adhered to the Creator? What changes in me when I annul myself and become adhered to the Creator? How do I do it every day? Workshop. Please. Each one tries to convey to the friends his own implementation, what he tries to do. We can't adhere to the Creator. We can only cancel ourselves and also our own annulment. We can't do it. We can only pray to the Creator, unless through praying to the Creator. So how do we do it? Well, the more I annul myself, the more I am adhered to the Creator, and the closer I am to Him. So how do we do it? Go ahead, help each other with your tips how to do it quickly. Go ahead.
How is this annulment expressed? This annulment is expressed, well, in beyond the necessity, beyond just reaching the meetings and the lesson, coming to them, the way that the desire awakens the resistance, and along with that, the only thing that I can do, like Rav said many times, is to help the friends. Think about the friend. Propose to the friend whatever is possible.
Yeah, first of all, the Creator is hidden. Instead, I have the tent to work with. And in the end, it's about what is more important to me, concern for myself or concern for you, that you will advance to the purpose of creation. I can also do many things, but in the end, what counts is where my thoughts are and how much I try to be in prayer for you.
Yes. The way is inside of the ten, inside the effort towards connection between us, in holding one another, and connecting everything that happens to us, that it all comes from the Creator, and to constantly be in a prayer, in a request to Him.
Yeah, it's tricky, because you can't really annul yourself. It's nature. It's true that only the Creator can do it, and only with a prayer. The springboard should be a positive one, to kind of pump in importance and greatness into the friends, that they are, so they become more important and more important, and everything that has to do with the way should only rise and rise and rise in their importance. And by this, in the transition from what is important to me to what is important to the friends, that's a transition that turns into the annulment, because it creates a gap, and then you have the prayer, and so on.
The workplace is that which the Creator depicts in us, in our mind, in our heart. And many times these are contradicted things and opposite, through which there's a place with a lot of work. For prayer, for yearning, despite the opposite feelings.
Annulment is expressed in this, that I pass my thoughts on myself to thoughts about you, for you. What is exchanged in me? The greatness of the Creator. The transition to the authority of the One. Instead of actually always running around myself, rather running around the Creator through you. It's all through you, ultimately.
Yes, I try to transfer the focus of what's important to me, what I can care for, to the friends, to be concerned with their spiritual development, the feeling of wholeness, and the point from which we will start to identify the point in the heart in them, so that we will be able to open up this internal point, that inner pain that we came close to this path with altogether, and to awaken our soul, our demand for the upper force, for to enter and control, and for it not to be all through our posterior of this serpent that wants to draw everything to itself.
really nicely. I need to reach the Creator, but then, I don't know, where is the Creator? What's the Creator? So I was given a 10, and we can work together. I have to work towards you, always to worry that you are first, higher, and important. You're first in that. And the prayers, the requests for you. And to do it actively, I can't do it on my own. I need the Creator. So always I need to turn to the Creator in order to be capable of doing this work towards you. And I need to do the work towards you in order to reach the Creator. So through one, we always reach the other. You can never directly on our own. We're always, we're in this closed system. And then ultimately, yes, the 10 turns into the head where all the revelations of the Creator occur there.
Why is helping the friends to advance to the Creator, supporting them as much as possible, why is that the most beneficial thing in self-annulment? And then in such an action, I am most effective to advance to the Creator on my own. The most beneficial way to annul myself is to help the friends. And then the help of the friends becomes an act that is the most beneficial in advancement towards the Creator, towards the nullification of the authority.
Lama.
Why?
Lama.
Why? Because the moment I take the focus off myself, I take some small step forward towards work towards what is outside myself, where the Creator dwells.
Good.
If my thought is for the friends, the center of the 10, and where I can add the connection to the unity between us with the help of the upper force, automatically I think less about myself. That's how it works. It's certainly not within our nature to do this. We need the help of the upper force. And in the prayer and yearning, preparation, all that comes, and we acquire a second nature and come closer to the upper force so that he will be able to perform an operation on our will to receive, so that we will be able to think of our friends and help them more than I help myself.
I think that regarding the Creator, you can confuse yourself very quickly that you're supposedly annulling towards him. But towards the friends, there's a much truer scrutiny. Right? On the other hand, the Creator is in the connection between us. This is precisely the place. Are you helping the friends? Are you worrying for their progress? Always checking yourself how you are towards them, with respect to them, and with respect to the Creator. It's all together.
Yes, engaging in things that are outside of me, outside of my will to receive, is actually the nullification of the authority. And if I'm busy with my will to receive, all the thoughts, confusions, ascents, and craziness leads me to, like he writes in Shamati, that if I deal with things that are outside of me, I don't give grip to the klipot.
Besides this, that if we help friends, that in this we annul ourselves, in this we also resemble the Creator. even in the action itself, that we help them. It's like a mother who's always invested, all her head is completely in her kids, to take care of them, to worry about them, and so she doesn't think about herself. But in this work, she is also in resembling to the upper force, that he always worries for us and demands of us that we will accept his nature. And so we don't have an action that is closer to us, more truer, to resemble the Creator, rather than to take care of the group from each one of us as much as possible. In this, we're truly resembling ourselves to the Creator in a whole manner. We reach equivalence of form. And thus, it's no wonder that later on we reveal the force of the Creator that dwells and fills the group. That it's not just in my action, not just in my concern, my worry. Rather, I truly make myself resemble the Creator. Because I am doing these actions intentionally to get close to Him, to resemble Him. So it turns out that we don't have an action that can bring us closer to the Creator, to resemble, to bring us qualities that we can begin to understand Him and feel Him, other than through our care for the Ten. And so, don't reject these tendencies, rather develop and give an example to one another, and each one should help a friend to draw people, to pull them, to participate more and more, each one according to how much he's capable, according to his personality. But this, the main part of our spiritual work, our main spiritual work, and it is truly in our hands. As much as I worry for them, I continue the worry of the Creator for creation. As much as I want to help them, I'm aiding the Creator, helping Him to correct creation. And as much as we connect between us, it turns out that we get close to the Creator. Okay. Once again, there are people for whom this is easy, natural, to begin thinking this way. And there are those, for them it's very hard to even get close to such actions and thoughts. It depends on the heaviness of the soul. But according to the action is the work, meaning as much as we will try more and more to invest in this, each one is privileged in payment and reward.
Barur.
Is that clear? Wonderful. Focus group.
This investment that you talked about just now, to invest in that thought. When the thought doesn't exist, how do I invest in it? What can I do to...
I don't invest in thought, anything. I need to do actions, physical actions, in connection with the group as much as possible, virtually or physically, together, to awaken the friends to connection, but gently, don't press on them, together, to awaken the greatness of the goal, that it'll be clear to everyone what it is, this mutual goal of ours, together, and thus to scrutinize all these topics together, Because in this you build the womb in where you will grow onwards. It's not some work on the side, and then you throw to the side, and then keep going. In spirituality, we're always in the same direction, and nothing disappears. These are all degrees in which we advance. Tzafon too.
Rav, what is the most correct action to overcome the ego?
We don't need to overcome the ego. We simply need to perform actions of connection for actions of awakening in the society, in the group. Don't think about the ego. It's preferable not to touch it. Don't talk to it. It's worthwhile to work in connection.
Africa.
Cher Rav, l'extrait numéro 11 est intitulé « La guerre optionnelle contre le travail ». Est-ce que cette guerre est optionnelle parce qu'on a le libre choix de révéler le Créateur ou pas?
In the text, he talks about the war against the desire. Is the war something we have a choice to enter or not?
You can run at every moment, seemingly, from the spiritual path. But it all depends how much you choose to advance forward in each and every moment that you see that you have an opportunity to progress. And this is how the Creator does it. A person who says, I don't feel that the Creator is taking care of me, it's simply out of his lack of sensitivity to it. That he needs to pay more attention to connect with the group, to learn from others how they do it. And then he sees how he is always in opportunities to progress. And PT 13 last.
Rav, I heard you said that if I help the friends, I'm helping the Creator, the correct creation. How does that work?
Yes, because the Creator doesn't correct creation other than raising of man from our part. And if there is no raising of man from our part, then he awakens us that we shall want to change in any case. But without any lack from below, there's no action from above. Dudi, let's go on to the next part.
We're going to move to the next part of the lesson, but of course we'll sing a song first.
מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהותו וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine
Kazakhstan, Sibir and Krim Дышит воздухом одним, устремление едино От Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы От Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина От Парижа до Пекина
Around the world a ray of light Is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will
shine above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine.
Miren lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán. Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén. Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones, grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón.
Around the world, a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine. Above the place and beyond time.